Across the street stands Prince Henry's Room, constructed in the year 1610. This building is an incredible original structure because it has survived not only the Blitz, but also the Great Fire of London in 1666, which we will talk about later. Originally, this building operated as a pub, and today it belongs to the Lord Mayor's office. It also highlights an architectural feature that used to be incredibly common, but that doesn't really exist anymore. You will notice that the taller the building gets, the further out over the road it starts to come. In medieval London, almost all buildings were constructed this way, but even more dramatically. In fact, back then, by the time you got to the top of your house, you could lean out your window and shake hands with the person in the building across the street. Structures were designed this way for two good reasons. Firstly, in centuries gone by, housing taxes and property taxes were calculated based on the ground floor of a building, so a smaller ground floor meant paying less tax, however big the rest of your building happened to be. Secondly, the idea of a rubbish bin or a toilet hadn't been around for long, and centuries ago people would throw rubbish and toilets straight out of the windows without even thinking twice. You can imagine that if you were living on the first floor, you wouldn't want the second floor dropping their rubbish onto your head or splashing their toilets into your windows. So the gradual extension of the building moving upwards and outwards meant that everything being tossed out the window dropped onto the ground below, or onto the people who happened to be walking underneath it at the time. Should the door under Prince Henry's Room be open, you can walk through it and go straight ahead until you see the church on your left. If you are doing this walk on a weekend, it is still possible to get to Temple Church, although it's a bit more difficult. Continue down the Strand until you get to Bovary Street on your right. Walk down until you get to Tudor Street. Take a right and enter the car park. If you look across the car park, up and slightly to the right, you will see a red brick building that houses a small private cafe. A few doors up from that building is the entrance to a small alleyway. Temple Church is just through that opening. You will need to retrace your steps to get back to the top of Bovary Street to continue the tour.